Today's learning should be the news was time loser from Shem Shana, Yemaisha, and the new Rifka Basmaisha's race from Anacham or Maisha, and it should be a schuss for Shlema Chaim, Maisha, and Malkim, and Bracham, and Sar Malkim, and Yitzchak, and Fegudina, and a schuss for all of those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We start at Simon Resh Pei Dalet, getting into the details of the Haftarah, and we are up to actually Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. And we said yesterday as follows: the Mechaber started off Maftirin ben Navi me'inyan shel Parsha. The Haftarah comes from the Navi. So let's see the Sif Katan Beis Mishnah Berurah. But Tam, what's the reason that we read the Navi every Shabbos? Says the Mechaber, says Mishnah Berurah. Mipnei shepam achas gozru gezeira Yisrael. At one point, it was a gezeira on Klal Yisrael. They should not be Isaac and Tyre. And this was seemingly during the times of Antiochus, the famous Antiochus, Hanukkah. This was that time. They said you cannot read Tyre. But they did allow, at that moment, they did allow them to read in the Navi. So therefore, they read the Kari ben Avim, Shivu, Uber Chalayim. And therefore, they went ahead and they read in the Navi instead of reading in the Tyre because they had no choice. It was a Sakanas Nafashis to read in the Tyre. Now, they did seven people, and they also made Birchas Haftarah on it. Keneged Hashivah Shaitzricham Lalos Likris Batayra. Instead of the seven that they would lie and read in order to for the for instead of the seven that they would read for the Torah, they would have seven people come up to read in the Haftarah. V'loy ha'yakaren em kol echad pachas mishlai shepsukim. The same rules that we have by laning that each aliyah needs to have at least three psukim. They had over there also that for each one that came up for the Haftarah, they also read three psukim. Varei ben kulam chaf al psukim. Comes out that there was 21 psukim total. Lekach, af al pisha gzeira batla, even though the gzeira was batal, min haga lai batal, they were not mevatal this minig, umashim hacha, tiknu, shemafta yikr v'navi, lai pachas michaf al psukim, and that's why our minig is, they were mesakin, the minig not to read less than 21 psukim in the Torah, in the Haftarah, the Yehikar b'Torah Tchila, they covered HaTorah, and they would read in the Torah first because of the covered HaTorah, and the Kamay Shek Savnu with Simon Reish Pei Beis Mishabura Sif Katan Chav Ches, the Yavarach HaMafta Sheva Brachas, we have seven brachas, the Einu Shtei Brachas from Yavarach HaMafta Ala Torah, the seven includes two that the person who's oila for mafta reads for the actual mafta, the actual aliyah, the mafta that he got in the Torah. Although it seems like two brachas, but it's really one bracha that we read before the Torah. We'll see. We don't answer amen on the first bracha. It's one bracha. Va'achas al hanavi lefanel va'arba la'achra, and four afterwards. Kineged shiva shakar b'Torah. So this person has the aliyah. He reads seven brachas. Now, this is the most common reason that's brought down, that the reason that we learned Haftarah is because of this gezeirah that happened in the time of Antiochus. They were not able to read in the Torah, so instead they read them after, and after once Baruch Hashem the gezeirah was gone, they were able to go back to reading in the Torah. The Chachamim said we should continue to do this. We do look, it seems that the concept of reading in the Navi, reading Haftarah, is brought down much earlier than that. We find it in the Gemara, we find it in Midrashim. Other reasons are brought down is that earlier times, people had a lot more time to be able to learn Torah. So after davening, they would sit down, they would learn some Chumash, they would learn some Navi, and they would learn other things. However, as people, panasa got tougher and people had less time, they had much less time to be able to sit and learn after davening. So that's why they were misakin that during in Uvalatzion, we have a couple of sukkim that come from the Navi. So at least we should learn, say, some Navi after davening. But because they were starting to limit a lot more the learning of Navi, they were misakin on Shabbos, so people are not going to work. They would go ahead and on Shabbos we would do more than just the few psukim that are added in after davening. It's the second reason. Third reason that's also brought down is that we know that we have this concept of the Karaim, the Tzedakim, that they only believed in Chamisha Chumsha Torah. They didn't believe in anything beyond that, and they also do not believe in the Derech Chachamim. So the Chachamim were Mesakin that we should learn the Navi too, to show, number one, we listen to the Chachamim, and number two, we go ahead and we read in the Navi to show that we don't subscribe to that belief, Chas v'shalom. Okay, let's go back over here to the Rama. Okay, says the Rama, "V'dafke b'Shabbos be'inun chaf aleph psukim." It's on Shabbos that we need 21 psukim. Shloish psukim l'chol echad min hakriyim. Three psukim for each one that we're used to be called up. Avol be'yantiv shekarim chamisha. And yantiv there is only five. Aliyah sagi v'tesvav psukim. Then it's enough with 15. Very important halacha. There's no reading of the Haftarah anywhere outside of the minyan. So Haftarah was mesaken only after we lain in shul. If you don't have kriyas Haftarah, you cannot read the Haftarah with the brachas before and after. If for whatever reason you cannot lain, we'll discuss this a drop more, then you can read the Haftarah, but without a bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ava b'lav hachi. What's the case? If you go in, shaloi ha'yolem sefer Torah likris, but they don't have a sefer Torah. V'imkari b'sei. Now, so then you couldn't lain. So then you could read the Haftarah. So shouldn't forget the concept of the Haftarah, but you cannot make the brachas on it. Now, v'imkari b'sefer Torah, they read in a sefer Torah. After they lain, they discovered that the Sefer Torah was pasul. In that case, you could make, you do say the mafta and you do say the brachas. Im ein erev, what happens? You come to daven wherever you are, you lain, and then you realize there is no printed after, no, not even a chumash. We'll see soon. We saw already yesterday, actually, what's the way that's the best way to read the Haftarah, but there is no chumash, there's nothing in shul, and nobody knows the Navi by heart to be able to read it. So now, we just learned that if you're not doing the Haftarah right after laning, you can't do it with the bracha. So what happens in such a case? There's no Erev, and you can't bring it to the shul. You can take 10 people, go to the house that you do have a chumash, and there you could make the brachas. They did read in the Torah first. So even though it wasn't in that same place, they're forced to go to another place because they don't have a Navi in the place that they land, you are able to read it with the brachas of the Haftarah. It says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, ein hamafti maske shel Rosh Chodesh klal. So in the brachas, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh oimrim, and those who say she'afal pishein a maske b'chasima shel Rosh Chodesh maskir noisa b'toicha bracha. There are those who say you do mention it. She'oima es yoim hamenoyach hazev es yoim Rosh Chodesh hazev, that you do in the bracha mention Rosh Chodesh. However, v'aminik esvar rishayin, the meaning is like the first svar that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ein amafta, the ilmali Shabbos, ein navi b'Rosh Chodesh. If not for the fact that it was Shabbos today, we wouldn't be laning Haftarah, because on a regular Rosh Chodesh, we don't lane in Haftarah. So the entire Haftarah is only coming before because of Shabbos, and therefore there's no reason to mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas. U'kriyas ha-navi, hu'rak mishum Shabbos. The only reason we're reading the Haftarah is because of Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Tzarech L'chavin, l'birchas ha-kayrim b'tayra, l'birchas ha-mafter. Very important halacha. When you're in shul, and you have people being oil for the Torah, and people coming up for the mafter, and they're saying the birchas ha-tayra, you have to have a mind to be yaitza with your brachas. V'yana achreim amin, you should also answer amin after that. V'yalu loy lahash l'min yameya brachas, shechisem in yana b'Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos, it's a little bit more difficult to achieve the meya brachas, because the brachas by Shemayin Esra, there's much fewer brachas, right? So we have Shemayin Esra, 19 actually, with the Lam Al Shinim on a regular day times three. So right away, you're starting with 57 brachas. However, besides the Birchas HaTaira and the other Birchas HaShacha, it's very easy to achieve 100. When it comes to Shabbos, we have much fewer brachas. And therefore, if you want to be able to have help in getting to the 100, you can accomplish that by listening to the brachas and answering Amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Lechav, Alkein HaMitzvah Le'olam, the people have an aliyah, Shivarcha B'Koyrom, you have an aliyah, say it loud. Kedei Shekol HaKol Yishmu V'Yuchli L'Ana Asami, so everybody can answer Amen, and therefore be able to be Yotze with your bracha. Achareim Amen, you have to say Amen. Da'yidei Anias Amen, because by answering Amen, Chashiv Ke'ili Hayim Mevarech La'atzma, it's as if you made your own bracha. Okay, now an interesting thing over here. If I make a bar priya eitz on an apple, and I'm for whatever reason I'm yotze you, you listen to the bracha, even though you didn't answer amen, you are yotze the bracha, and it counts as your bracha. Over here, it seemingly says that if I don't answer amen, I'm not yotze the bracha. So what's the difference? And the answer is really pashut. When I make a bar priya eitz or a hamotzi, and I'm yotze you, so we're by the suda, and your minig is to not everybody makes their own hamotzi. So I make hamaitzi yotzi you. You technically can make your own hamaitzi. You're listening to me, shamei koinitz, as if you said it. By the birchas haftira, only the person who has the aliyah can make the bracha. I am not capable of making the bracha. So this shita holds that just listening to it is not enough to say that I was yotzi the brachas. I have to actually answer amen in order to count as if I make the bracha. We don't answer amen after emes v'tzedek. That's not the end of a bracha. That the hanemar emes, which is the middle of the what seems to be two brachas, is not really a middle. It's really one bracha. It's really one long bracha. The Baruchat Hashem, the second Baruchat Hashem, is really the start of the chasima of that bracha. So it's only one bracha before, and so we only answer amen once, and there's four brachas afterwards. We don't add on to those amens. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalet, Katan Yochal Haftar, somebody who's under a mitzvah is able to do Daf Torah. Says the Rama, if you called somebody up that does not know how to say the Haftarah, Yocha Achal Amra, but somebody else should say it. Aval Lechatchila Asa Lasken. Rama says Lechatchila, you should not do that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Misha any day, Hainish Akar Metchila Akotin, the Torah L'Shem After. You called up the cotton for the Mafta. So many places are not knowing this way, other places are knowing that you give a cotton the Mafta. Now you realize he does not know how to say the Haftarah. No, you called up an adult over Bar Mitzvah, and he does not know how to say the Haftarah. Somebody else can come and say the brachas with the after. Again, that's a b'di'evit. Why did we say that the person is the mafta should have the aliyah first and then do the Haftarah? It's because of Kavod HaTorah. We don't want a guy getting up and just making the brachas on the Haftarah, because that's a bazaar for the Torah, because you equated the Navi with the Torah. So no, we first make a bracha on the Torah, then we make a bracha on the Maftah, same person. However, Mikol Makam, but the Eved Amrinan, Shegam Bezek, covered a Torah, then even in this case, I made an extra aliyah for somebody I gave him in the Torah, and now somebody else is doing the Maftah. Sheniker Hadov, Shekar B'Torah, B'Tchilu L'Shem Maftah, because it's obvious that the last person was called up for the Maftah. Shei Hipsik B'Kadosh Kodim, because I made Kaddish before, we discussed this already. Now, we have this case. Somebody came up and he doesn't know how to land the Haftarah. That if the guy can at least say every word along, that it's better, read it to him and let him say it. Somebody does not know how to read the Torah. However, the minig in their place was to write the Navi, as we discussed yesterday, on a klaf. The person reading it is being mitzvah everybody, just like you mitzvah the kriyas haTorah. You are able to call somebody up to Maftah who won't be able to read the Maftah. Who yoyme kol brachas, he'll say the brachas. V'ashliach tzibah yikra haftarah k'may shekarah b'sefer Torah. And the shliach tzibah. So no difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, that by laning, where we don't all lane our own aliyah, we get called up aliyah, and then the Balkairah is the one who does the laning. So if you are reading the Haftarah in a klaf, so it's much simpler, because the Balkairah is being yaitz everyone. When you're reading it from a printed chumash, potentially we are only he's making the brachas being yaitz with his brachas, but we each have to read the haftarah on. So in such a situation, the person who made the brachas should be saying the haftarah. However, as we discussed, because many shuls were misakin that the Baal Torah reads it even if it's not being read from the cloth, in order not to embarrass anybody who gets up there. And some people do not have to read the haftarah. Some people don't know how to read the haftarah. So obviously, not being mevazeh somebody is an important item, and therefore we are samech on this that the person who gets the aliyah just makes the brachas, and somebody else lanes the haftarah. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.
Shkaya, shkaya.